Blog Talk Radio. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse, here from The Brush Show with Brush Show Radio. And we're doing vendor spotlights. And our very first spotlight is Angela Afaivong of Ooh La La Studios. And we're so thrilled to have Angela with us today to give us a little vendor spotlight about her business and what The Brush Show means to her. And as such, I just want to tell you that Angela is a sensual energy healer and creator of Ooh La La Studios, Sensual Energy Therapy. Catch your booth at the Brush Show in town April 17th at the Lamplighter Inn for tickets, $5 tickets. You can go to brushshowintown.ca. Now, just to give you a little bit of a tidbit about Angela, her mission is to help women discover who they are. Her goal is to create a movement, a sensual movement, to connect women to the core of their feminine being, connecting women to their mind, body, and soul. Her featured workshop is a mind, body, and soul journey, releasing all judgment of self and others, releasing any expectations you may have of yourself, and allowing yourself to just be. Sensual energy therapy is an art form of healing and therapy, helping women to heal and reconnect to the core of their feminine being through sensual centers, learning the unique language of your body. Each center is designed for women to feel their sensual energy, goddess energy, guiding women to love and appreciate and embrace their beautiful body while embracing the beauty and difference of each other. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you. That was great.
Well, we're so excited to have you as a part of The Brush Show in town because, again, it's connecting to our feminine divine energy. And as such, you know, it's really important for us to understand that we have this goddess energy within us, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge piece that's missing.
Yeah.
Definitely for women, yeah. And it's getting better, but it's definitely been taken away from women for a long time now, so it's very needed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, please tell us a little bit about this needed energy, and how did you get into this wonderful divine sensual energy? There's obviously a little bit of a journey here for you.
Yeah, it's of course it was my own personal journey through life. And then 6 years of creating this art form of therapy. But I basically discovered it through just, you know, my own, I had my own issues, as we all, you know, in today's world, we all have our own forms of insecurities. And, you know, being a woman, we have all these expectations that we're, you know, expected to live up to. And it just got to a point where I was just kind of done with it. And I wanted to just embrace who I was and really tap into that and learn to love myself inside and out on every level possible. And this is just one thing that I started with doing. And throughout the journey, I just couldn't stop doing it. There was definitely something, a form of therapy there that helped me just to break down my barriers, and felt my aura, if you will, just brighter, and just taking on the day, becoming a better person, a woman, a wife, a mother, and allowing myself without that judgment there was huge, very crucial. So I started in a small space in my room. It was kind of work with what you got. That's how I run. So, and then over time, we renovated my basement into a personal studio, and I just continued it down there with, and then I eventually just decided to, I got to a point where I was wanting to share this with other women. It was just, and I've seen it through the clients that I've had. It's one of those experiences that it's exactly that. You need to experience it before, you know, you can only explain so much of it. You need to actually go through the process before, you know, to truly understand it. It's a journey for all of us, for myself as well. I don't look at myself as a teacher. I look at myself as, you know, as somebody just helping to guide these women, and it's my journey, and they're on this journey with me, and I'm there to just help support them and embrace what they're doing.
Well, it sounds like your ideal client then is really somebody, it could be any woman. It could be any woman at any stage in their life and their wellness and their health. Right. Go ahead.
No, I have women from, you know, in their 20s up to in their 50s. And there is no, for any mature woman, it's definitely, it can be for anyone. So you're definitely right on that.
Well, it seems like you're explaining, as a woman, we're on our journey. But the thing is, it's very easy to get lost in the day-to-day doings and beings, like, you know, being the nurturer, being the mom, being the wife, being everything to everyone else. And then we kind of get tapped dry. And we forget that we have our own centers that we have to nourish
and nourish
our own energy.
And being, you know, like you said, a mother, having children, and they're blessings, and I love being a mother. My kids are my world, but you definitely need that space where you can go and give back to yourself. There are definitely, like, different forms of, you know, therapy, other yoga, things like that are absolutely fantastic as well, but, you know, in the end, it's really important for women to be able to observe their body in different ways. And so what I do is we run them through what are the centers, so sensual centers. And the overall goal is I just give them basics to work from, and I guide them with that. I work with everyone's different, so I work to their comfort levels. And it's a slow process depending on who it is. And so the overall goal is to eventually help them learn the language of their own body. I don't want to show them anything like a full choreographed, you know, anything, any skit kind of put together, that really they're just learning what I'm doing. I want them over time to bring the language, their own style, their own language. And that's a process. It takes time to, like I said, break down the barriers and become one with the mind, body, and soul, and with you know, the core of your feminine, your sensual language, and not to not worry about what other people are thinking. And so we have a bunch of little techniques that we use, like masks and things like that kind of just help to quiet the mind and not be, you know, looking around so much. And not everybody uses them. Again, it depends on who it is, but you always leave feeling rejuvenated, feeling more like, you know, yourself and connected with who you are. And that is, in the end, is just helping women to just feel their best and, you know, helping them connect with more of who they are. Then that's the overall goal in the end. So it's very rewarding.
Fabulous. Well, the thing is, too, if we can get in touch with our mind, body, and soul and really, really get that connection together, we reduce our risk of illness and stress, and we get more in tune with ourselves in such a beautiful way that it's a very preventative kind of technique and opportunity here that you're presenting.
Yeah, very much. I mean, it's you feel the world just kind of lifted off your shoulders. It's a very enlightened feeling that, you know, overcomes you when you've experienced this type of energy therapy. And I've had, you know, I've had women like endless, you know, results and different benefits that they've all gotten from it. And just from simple things like back pain, you know, thinking, you know, one lady coming and thinking that, which I wasn't even expecting, you know, I'm finding all these new things that it's helping each person differently. And so one lady with her back pain and different stuff, and when she finds that she doesn't come, her back pain kicks back in, and as soon as she comes back, it goes away again. And it's just,
right.
Yeah, there's always something coming up new, and it's great, you know. But it's definitely...
Go ahead. Well, I was just
going
to say,
ahead,
you know, this sounds so spectacular. And this is your very first brush show. We're winding down to the last few minutes here, so I just wanted to get a little bit in. This is your very first brush show, and thank you for being a vendor with us. I think it's fabulous, but you're bringing this fresh energy, this new energy, and it's something that as you learn, you are learning from your clients as well by the sounds of things. So it's just going to grow and grow and grow. And as such, just give us quickly how to get in touch with you, all your particulars, so we can make sure people know how to get you.
Yeah, they can go onto my Facebook and they can get me there. It's or they can go to the Facebook is Ulala Studios, Making Sensual Professional, and then my website is www.ulalalcb.com/sensual-movement. It's a long one, but it's on the Facebook page. It's probably Facebook is the best bet to go. And again, they can contact me at my business line as well, and that's my number is 226-234-4839. So they
Wonderful.
Can always reach me there as well. But
that's
this
excellent.
Is great,
so,
and I thank you for the opportunity. This is very excited. It's something that I know makes a huge difference in women's lives, and something that we don't get to do. We don't all have that space where we can just go and tap into this side of ourselves. And a big thing is you know, we can go and take some pool classes or whatever, and that's all absolutely fun and great and sexy, but in the end, and this is why I referred to this as an energy workshop, is this is actual work. And it's not, you know, you're coming in and we take it serious and we have a great time, but it's an understanding that we are working on ourselves, you know, through the mind, body, and soul, and quieting the mind and using our breath. And, you know, so there's lots of things to go over when we come into the workshop, but it's work, it's a journey.
It truly, life is a journey. And then when we start to
exactly.
appreciate ourselves, it's actually, even though we're doing the work, it actually is more like play, because we're rediscovering who we really are.
Yeah, it's great. You can, yeah, exactly. And you know, we need to take care of ourselves, like you said, and without, if we don't take care of ourselves and we don't truly, unconditionally learn to love ourselves, you know, not just on the outside, but on the inside, then, you know, we're not, it's very difficult for us to be the best, you know, version of ourselves and to be that best, you know, mother or, you know, wife or whatever your situation is. It's, you know, we can put up so many blocks and pretend for so long, but at some point, you know, you'll come to a realization that you're not happy in the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is it. So it's like, it's a coming home. So, Angela, I want to just tell you, I'm so excited to see you at the Brush Show and check out your booth and all the wonderful information. And I think that it's fabulous what we're pulling together for the Brush Show. And as such, I want to thank you for being our vendor spotlight for today. So enjoy
thank
the rest
so
of the day, everyone. Check out Angela's, and on the show information are her links, all linked up, ready to go. So just click and go and meet Angela and find out more about Ulala Studios. So for this vendor spotlight, this is a wrap. So remember to get your $5 tickets online at www.brushshowintown.ca, and we look forward to being with you at the show. Bye for now.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.